You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The Midwest Institute of Opera is teaming with the Illinois State University Civic Chorale on Saturday, April 2nd at 8 p.m. in the ISU Center for the Performing Arts Concert Hall. On stage will be Cavaliera Rusticana by Pietro Mascagni. John and Tracy Cook from the Midwest Institute of Opera agree that this is a great starter opera.
When people hear opera, they go, oh God, it's going to be 4.5 hours long. This piece, there's no intermission. Mm-hmm. It's only about an hour and 10 or an hour and 15 minutes to get it all done.
Here's the opera. There's this girl named Stantuzza. She's in love with Turiddu. Turiddu is in love with Lola. Stantuzza gets jealous, so she tells Lola's husband, Alfio. Alfio kills Turiddu. End of opera. Wait, end of opera with high notes.
with a few high notes,
exactly.
and a drinking song with a little testosterone, and that's...
You'll walk out humming the tunes, and it's a beautiful work. It's a great way to start your little foray into going to an opera.
It's about love, it's about sex, it's about jealousy, it's about anger.
You had me at sex.
Yeah, I know.
Always.
And it's... now, we're doing this as a concert version. With piano and organ.
Okay, so
and
we don't have costumes and
no.
People running around.
It would have been too much with, since I'm Civic, ISU Civic Chorale is the group as the chorus.
Ah.
But I'll give you a history of why this came to be. In December, I was looking ahead to the spring, and I asked the Civic members, I said, what would you guys really like to do in the spring as our main concert? I had several members saying, oh, we just love opera. We would love to do some opera choruses. So at that point, I was thinking, well, I just don't want to piecemeal a bunch of, you know, the famous, the Butterfly, the Carmen, the Anvil Chorus. Just put a big program of various operas. And I said, what if we did a real opera, a whole opera with, you know, professional soloists and something that's chorus intense? So I happened to be looking through the choral library, and here I found all these choral scores to Cavalleria, mm-hmm. And I thought, we've got the music. It's a great opera. It was the premiere of the Verismo act, the real opera in the late 19th century. Verismo just means there's a lot of real hardcore emotions in the music and the singing and the delivery all delivers. It just brings that to life as opposed to kind of, I'm going to stand on stage now and sing a long aria with a bunch of high notes and a bunch of cadenzas.
Ah. But that's good, too.
That's good, too.
For some people.
But this was kind of a new movement in the Italian opera, and this was really the first one. It was short. It was written in 1890. So I thought, okay. And so I started talking to Tracy about it, and I said, do you want to do Santuzza? And she said, sure. So we got it together, and we got some really great singers, and I think it's going to be really cool. I've encouraged the soloists to be dramatic.
Tracy, opera is known for some really amazing melodies. Is there something that's really catchy that we would know from this opera?
Well, there's the famous intermezzo.
Mm-hmm.
How does that go? Can you hum a few bars?
Yeah.
It starts like that and mm-hmm. goes, it's a very long, it's just one of these beautiful pieces. It's an interlude between scenes. It's probably done, the intermezzo is probably performed with orchestra much more than the opera itself.
Right.
Because it's a nice, solid piece of, you know, 5 minutes of beautiful music, so without singing.
So John is the conductor of the Civic Chorale, and he'll be conducting the opera as well.
True. So I have to hold it all together.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
And do you have extra confidence knowing that your wife, Tracy, is out there singing? And Tracy, is that extra pressure on you?
Oh, no. John is one of the best conductors to sing under because he's very musical and very supportive. We joke with each other about Tempi, and we did a rehearsal this past week, and he started one of my sections really slow, and I'm looking at him like, are you for real? And then, of course, the whole chorus laughed. Like, oh, he said he was going to start it slow so that he could get on your nerves.
What happened was the last rehearsal, I said, now, Tracy's going to come to the next rehearsal and sing the
Inejamo.
Inejamo, the prayer in the church. And I said, no, she wants to sing it fast, okay? So I said, you guys, we're going to start it really, really slowly.
It wasn't.
I said, just to tick off Tracy a little bit and wake her up. So she gave me that look like, you better pick it up or else, you know.
That's Tracy and John Cook from the Midwest Institute of Opera. They're teaming with the Illinois State University Civic Chorale Saturday, April 2nd at 8 p.m. in the ISU CPA Concert Hall for Cavalleria Rusticana. I'm Laura Kennedy.